You know, at one point it was on your bucket list. Before I die, I'm going to do this. It's one I want to accomplish this. Then you get a little bit older and you think,
nope,
it's coming off. It is not on that.
I passed that time in my life to be able to do that.
Yep. You don't want to. Things change, whatever it is. We're calling it the kick the bucket list, like Cheryl in Radford. She texts in to 52353. She has taken Corvette off her bucket list of owning a Corvette because she says, I'll hurt myself trying to get in and out of it now. Forget it. It's too low.
Yeah. That happens. Like, for me, it wasn't a Corvette. It's a motorcycle for me.
Oh, yeah.
I had a motorcycle on my bucket list. Like, I wanted to buy a motorcycle, but I just feel you know, I'm at that point now where if I didn't do it before, I don't know how to ride a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
We are just past that process as a whole.
Yeah, exactly. I think as a kid, I always thought, oh, I'm going to get a Lamborghini someday. And now I look at him, I think, what an impractical car. I mean, those doors, how do you even deal with that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody park up next to you and then you're trapped and then get the heck out of that stupid thing. And I never want to spend that much on a car now either.
Yeah.
Even if money is no object, I still think, well, I could do something else with this money than buy this ridiculous car that looks like some sort of toy.
So it's a practical reason for you. It's just like you've matured. You're like, mm-hmm. I could just do so many. I could spend it. I could diversify.
I always had that thought of, oh, you know what I want to do is I want to go to every Major League Baseball stadium. You know, people do that one. That's my bucket list. I'm going to go to a game at every stadium. And I've realized now it's...
Nope.
I mean...
Nope.
What do I need to go to St. Louis for? It just seems, seems like a wasted vacation now. I don't want to go to Kansas City. No need. Don't want to go. So why do I need to go? Now, if I'm in a city and they have a stadium, well, I'm down with going.
But you're not going to make the trip just for the stadium.
No, I'm not making a special trip. There's just no need. I mean, you know what, Antoine? Because on my vacation bucket list, Oakland is not on there.
What?
I'm not like, boy, I should really got to see. What are you doing this year for summer, kids? Oakland. We're going to Oakland.
You don't want to go see the MC Hammer statue in Oakland?
Yep. Well, you know what? I can see it on YouTube. That's the other way I look at it, too. So it's off the list. I don't need it on there anymore. Forget about it. Monica, do you have anything you would that was on your bucket list and now you've just decided forget it?
Well, we talked about it before, but I told Jared, I said, maybe we should go camping. Like in the mountains, like really go camping. And then I thought about it, I'm like, that's just stupid. Nope, not doing it. Mark it off. I don't even know why I thought about that.
Yep. That sounds less like a bucket list item and just a bad idea you had one
just
day.
Just a bad
though.
Idea. Yeah.
It's like, hey, let's go camping. You know what? Nah, forget about it.
You remember when I was supposed to go skydiving? And that right there, I just marked that off because for whatever reason, I believe that. That God told me, said, it's not meant for you to do it.
Based off of what?
It was canceled like twice.
It was canceled twice
because of weather and the pilot was sick or something happened. And I was like, all right, that is God saying no.
See,
it is not for you.
I disagree. 100% with the skydiving thing because I went skydiving.
Mm-hmm.
And the day that my brother and I went skydiving, they called us and said, hey, do you want to postpone? It's really cloudy here. We're not sure if we can do it. Do you want to postpone? Ooh. And I could have taken that as a sign to say, you know what, maybe we shouldn't do this. But I was like, no, this is God testing my will. He's trying to test to see if I really want to do this. So we pushed through and we skydove.
You are crazy.
Skydiving.
Skydived it
that day because the clouds opened up. Like as soon as we decided, the clouds opened up. So you just got to push through,
Monica. I guess. See, but
no, I don't think so. I think that I would dive mid-dive because I think that I would take in so much air. You know how dogs take in air from putting their head out the window? I think too much air in my heart and my heart would stop mid-flight, like mid-dive. So,
yeah, it was. It was going to be on the air. This was going to be for the show, and it got canceled once for weather, and then the second time it was something that wasn't even weather related. I don't know, like a piece of the plane fell off or whatever the heck it was. See, I'm with you, Monica. That first time, maybe that's a test. The second time is God going, no, seriously, this was not a test. This is
don't do it.
Yeah, go ahead and take that off the list. Skydiving's not on my list.
But let's put that back on the thing to be on air. Like let's start that back up. For Monica to go skydiving be on air.
No, we're done. We've moved on.
No, we haven't. It's on my bucket list now. I just added it to
Antoine,
my bucket
list. Antoine, I'm going to tell you right now, we tried to do with Monica where she got, you know, those cherry pickers, those things that you used to just fix like a telephone
street
pole?
Street lights and stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this, we're talking 15 feet in the air, and she had a panic attack and refused to do it. And I had to do it
because
it was a charity thing. So I had to, like, go out of my underwear
Monica.
On a freezing
day. You know, we could add in skydiving from, like, a stepladder. You know, put a little tiny parachute on and just jump off of that.
Ant's perspective?
Yes.
You know, that just counts as falling.
That's gravity.